Hello.
Hello, my name is Tony. We're conducting an opinion survey about issues related to the water service for your household in your area. Do you have a moment to help us out, please?
A water survey at 825 series?
Yes, sir. It's in regards to the water service. I do apologize. It's an opinion poll. Therefore, we're allowed to call up until 9 p.m. for research. We're not going to ask you to buy anything or nothing like that. Are you a registered voter in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And first, how would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
They're, with the resources they got, very positive.
Okay.
It's just our city doesn't do enough for our republic. So whatever's going on is the city. It's not JEA. It's managed by the city, but...
Okay. Thank you. Let me put down that answer, and thanks for your answer. Let me continue. Does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Now, next, please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on each of the following. Can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water. How do you
negative.
Feel about that one?
Negative?
Negative. Okay. What about being innovative in using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it's recycled safely? How do you feel
I
about
believe
that
that's negative as well. They're
negative.
Not disclosing. Yeah, they're not disclosing nothing with us to purify that sulfur water. It smells really, really, really bad.
Okay, thank you for that answer. Now, the quality of the water for drinking. How do you feel about that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative.
Negative about the drinking water as far as tap water.
Okay. Yeah, remember these are for you to rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on each of the following. The next one, providing reliable service. How do you feel about that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Services are on point when you request something from them. Positive.
Positive. Okay. Somewhat positive or very positive?
Those are very positive. They're there on time when you need them, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outages?
Problems.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that one?
I have some problems. Not good.
So would you say neutral or negative?
Negative.
Negative. Okay. The next one. Can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment. How do you feel about that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I'll say negative to that, too. There's no spring here.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Let me move on. The next one. The cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water. How do you feel about that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay, let me move on here. And thank you so much for...
They're charging too much water for... They're charging too much for recycled ocean or whatever waters on our cleaning wells.
Okay. Thank you for that. And when it comes to providing a reliable service, how did you feel about that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Reliable services?
Yes, reliable service.
Neutral.
Providing neutral. Okay, thank you. Let me move on here. Next, below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it's removed from a property. First, answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each of the following. I'll read them real quick. Recycled water. How are you familiar with that? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
100% familiar. That's what we drink in our tap water here.
Federal government safety standards. How familiar are you with that? Very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar?
very familiar.
Familiar. Thank you.
The so next familiar one, that I think that we're not following the federal standard guides with our drinking supplies here.
All right. And you know what, sir? That's the reason why we conduct these type of services, these surveys, so that your opinion can be voiced and we can find out how people feel about this. So thank you for that answer.
Yeah.
The next one, national drinking water standards. How familiar are you with that? Very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar?
The national drinking water standards, meaning like...
Yeah, the
well,
standards for national drinking water. That's right. How familiar are you with the...
Very familiar, from New York to Puerto Rico stream to Florida swamps. Yeah.
And the next one here is underground water shortage. How familiar are you with that?
With the underground water shortage, we're not familiar. I'm not familiar.
Thank you.
The JEA is the only one that knows how to. They got measurements downstairs.
Got it. What about purified water? How familiar are you with that? Very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar?
Somewhat familiar, because purified water is this rain. That's
okay.
The purest water you can drink, yeah.
All right, thank you. And what about clean water? How familiar are you with that term? Clean water. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Familiar with clean water.
All right. Would you say somewhat or very?
Very familiar.
All right. And when it comes to purified water, are we going with somewhat or very?
Well, somewhat, because we come from, I come from a water stream in my country, in Puerto Rico.
I see. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And the next one, the Floridian aquifer. How do you feel about, are you very familiar with that, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
The Floridian aquifer?
Yes, the Floridian aquifer.
Yeah, that's when they add all the chemicals to the water,
Okay. Bleaches
and all that, right?
That's right, and are you very familiar with that, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
I'm very familiar.
All right, thank you. And what about used water? How familiar are you with that? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
I'm familiar with used water. I use it every time.
Very familiar. Thank you, sir. We're already halfway. Thanks for helping me out. I'll do this quickly as possible. All right. Second, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. When it comes to recycled water, what's your reaction whenever you hear recycled water? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
All right. When it comes to federal government safety standards, what's your reaction to that? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
All right. Thank you. The next one, national drinking water standards. What's your reaction when you hear that? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive. That's
very positive.
More sports water, yeah.
Okay, and the next one, underground water shortage. What's your reaction when you hear that? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
The underground shortage, like I said, I've never know or figured out about the ground, so
negative. All right, and what about when it comes to purified water? How do you feel about, what's your reaction to that? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral, because purified water, it means that somebody got to go through the process of purifying it.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, clean water. What's your reaction to that? Very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. And the Floridian aquifer, how do you feel about that one? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Oh, and I wanted to clarify.
And between negative and neutral, yeah.
Between negative and neutral. So should we go with neutral or negative?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Okay. And when it comes to federal government safety standards, did you say positive or negative on that one? I want to make sure.
So the federal safety standards...
Yes.
No. What says that? Negative, because we're not being told the truth.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to make sure. And what about for national drinking water standards? How do you feel about that one? Somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
The national drinking water standards, I feel more positive.
Okay, more positive.
Everybody has
very positive or somewhat?
Very positive. Everybody has different supplies and very, very, very good water.
All right, thanks for that answer. I wanted to make sure of that. Now, have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water, as the project is called H2.0? Yes, have you heard of it, or no, you have not heard of it or read about it?
No, that's something they're trying to get all the water from everywhere and making it recyclable.
Yes, I'm going to read about that. I'm glad, that's right. I'm glad we're talking about it. It'll give you more insight on it. So here's some further information about the new JEA water purification process. The H2.0 process, here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, sir, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project called H2.0, pronounced H2.0? Would you support or oppose
it? I oppose that.
Oppose it. Okay, thank you. Let me move on. Now, why H2.0? JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. Number one, because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Or number two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. Or number three, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, sir, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0, pronounced H2.0? Would you support or oppose it?
I oppose it.
All right. Thank you. Let's continue. We're at 65-70%.
They're trying to recycle already used water. The government is forcing them to make it safer for us because that water is not good.
Okay. Thanks for your answer. Let me record that. And what do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program to you? If any, I know you said something against it, but what do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program? If there's anything that you like about it?
No, it sounds just like a whole brand new facility that's going to raise our JEA bill.
Okay, so is there anything that you say you would like most or sounds best about it, about JEA's H2.0 program, or no?
When they're saying they're going to make sure that the water is going to be safer for the public, that part.
You do like that. They're saying that they're going to make sure that it's safer for the public, right?
Yeah, I like that part, but check this out. You know how this says, oh, look at Camp Lejeune. Camp Lejeune, after the military, all got cancer and every kind of disease from the water. Now, it says that everything is going to be fixed or fixed. The high rate of cancer in Florida, high rate of cancer, kidneys and all that kind of cancer, has to do with the water.
Okay. So let me make sure I can record your answer in an accurate way for you.